In Conversation with Rada Meyer Vermaak, a masterclass on style investing by Rada Meyer Vermaak, Head of Systematic Solutions. At a glance, style investing means the investment strategy of seeking out stocks with specific fundamental characteristics such as value or growth. It requires active investing, but does so in a disciplined, consistent, and systematic way, which eliminates behavioral biases. Stanlib's Systematic Solutions has found that combining three different investment strategies, value, quality, and growth, produces superior portfolio performance and removes the need to call the cycle. The optimal time horizon for this blended approach is 12 months, so different segments of the portfolio are rebalanced once a year. Deploying this strategy, the Stanlib Enhanced Multistyle Equity Fund has outperformed its FTSE JSE Capped SWIX All-Share Benchmark over 3, 5 and 7 years. Since 2016, Stanlib's Enhanced Multistyle Equity Fund has combined human ingenuity and world-class data analytics to deliver consistent, market-beating returns at low cost. Citywire rates Rada Meyer Vermaak, the head of Stanlib's Systematic Solutions, as one of the top equity portfolio managers in SA. We find out how he and his team approach investing. After graduating with a Master's in Electronic Engineering from the University of Pretoria, Rada Meyer worked as an electronic engineer before transitioning to the financial services sector. He worked in quantitative analysis and fund management in London before returning to SA in 2012 to join Fairtree Asset Management as Head of Quantitative Research and Portfolio Manager of the Multifactor Product Suite. At Fairtree, Rada Meyer successfully developed and managed equity, hedge and multi-asset funds and built up a team of quantitative analysts. In 2019, he joined Stanlib. Today, he is the portfolio manager responsible for the multi-style equity funds, multi-asset funds within the Systematic Solutions team, index tracking, and completion strategies. 1. How would you explain style investing?
So, there are many strategies to invest in equities, and each one offers investors a different set of risks and rewards. A concentrated, unconstrained active portfolio, which relies on the daily thought processes of an individual, is a different proposition from, for example, an index tracking fund, which simply delivers the performance of the market. Between these two extremes lie a curve of investing philosophies, from active to passive and from entirely human to strictly systematic. Now, style investing cuts across this active-passive duality by strategically seeking out stocks with specific fundamental characteristics such as value, growth, and profitability. And the data shows that investors consistently reward this approach. Now, the nuances of how a fund invests in a given strategy or a combination of strategies is down to the fund manager. This approach that we use is active and fundamental, but achieves this in a disciplined and consistent and systematic way, which thereby eliminates behavioral bias. Now, I believe style investing is the most rational way to invest in the markets. Benjamin Graham, the grandfather of value investing, observed that markets may behave like voting machines for periods of time, therefore irrational, but over the long term as weighing machines and rational. This gives style managers the confidence to persist through periods when their chosen strategy is out of favor. The world is an uncertain place, of course, and styles or strategies can underperform for years, and not every investor has infinite patience. As John Maynard Keynes famously said, the markets can remain irrational for longer than you can remain solvent. Now, there are many ways to do style investing. One value fund manager may simply buy the stocks with the lowest PE ratios, while another may trade less frequently or apply other qualitative or quantitative filters to a simple value metric. And given the abundance of data available from decades of daily stock moves and affordable computing power, perhaps data scientists should have arrived at a single superstyle. But the reality is that there are endless ways to express the concepts of style investing.
2. When did you first become interested in style investing?
After I joined Fairtree, a client of ours sent me a fascinating paper by Haugen and Baker, about investing in low volatility stocks. Now, this introduced me to the idea of simultaneously evaluating multiple stocks based on a specific characteristic. I first ran the strategy in Excel as a bit of an experiment, and the results blew my mind. The alpha that it generated was on a different planet to the usual macro timing and commodity trading strategies that I had been researching until then. And that really was when my fascination, and I would say obsession, with style investing began.
3. How would you describe your multi-style investing methodology?
So style investing began with a number of single-style strategies. This might be intellectually pure, but our research suggests, and I think our performance confirms, that combining a number of strategies produces superior portfolio performance. Now, we use 3 investment strategies. We look at value, quality, and growth for every stock. And to be clear, we do not put the portfolio into 3 buckets, each of which separately buys cheap stocks, growth stocks, and quality stocks. No, we invest at the intersection of quality, value, and growth, which means that we analyze every stock in our universe and we judge its attractiveness based on all 3 strategies at the same time. So we are effectively looking through 3 different lenses simultaneously. We then judge the stock's attractiveness based on its overall score, which is the average of its score for each of the individual strategies. If you look at the Smartybox chart that shows the performance of the various different investment strategies through time, you will see that our multi-style approach has outperformed any single strategy since 2016. Because we have no style bias and our diversified style approach removes the need to call the cycle. And over time, blending different investment styles outperforms any single investment strategy.
4. How would you characterize the portfolios that your methodology produces?
Now, the practical results of our approach is that our portfolio is simultaneously cheaper, better quality, and higher growth than the CapSweeks benchmark. And we achieve this by excluding stocks in the index which we find unattractive. These would include popular stocks which are too expensive for what they offer, and unpopular ones which are not cheap enough given their poor quality or growth. This sounds straightforward, but it is not. The magic lies in the unlocking of mispriced securities at the intersection of quality, value, and growth. The underlying signals we use within each strategy and the complex way in which we blend them are the products of deep research. That is part of our secret sauce. To use a rugby analogy, by picking stocks that score well across all our different styles, we are like a team with a strong kicking backline that can play the whole game in the opposition 22. Where we have a greater chance of scoring. The odds are in our favor. Our sensible approach also gives us a good chance of outperforming our benchmark because our methodology produces a portfolio which is fundamentally better than the benchmark across most fundamental metrics, as well as very different from the index. This table shows our top holdings in the left-hand column. The columns on the right show the top holdings of the benchmark and 5 other leading active equity funds. Our stocks are shown in purple, and the blue stocks are the ones we do not own. Statistically, our portfolio averages an active share against its benchmark of 54%, which is pretty high in a South African context. So we look different than the benchmark, and we do look different than our competitors, but not purely for the sake of looking different.
5. By tradition, styles are defined by historical data. Do critics of this approach say that you are driving in the rearview mirror?
Now, our methodology deliberately looks forward as we take into account a stock's projected earnings growth and the rate of change in the consensus earnings forecasts, amongst other things. Of course, it is true that we built our stock selection strategy based on intuitive information contained in the data. But so does every investor. No matter what the strategy, predicting the market's behavior in the future depends on an understanding of how it behaves. In the simplest terms, for example, stock pickers who buy a stock because they think an earnings surprise is coming up, they do so because they expect, and in their experience, stocks tend to pop when good fundamental news hits the tape. We just put a robust and a formal framework around this experience.
6. You are doing research all the time to improve your methodology. What is a good example of a new insight which you built into your approach?
So one of the research insights we have incorporated relates to how frequently we trade and rebalance the portfolio. This is a particularly important aspect of any style strategy. In theory, we could rebalance every day to reflect the moves in market prices, but overtrading damages performance through transaction costs. On the other hand, by just buying and holding for years, we would miss opportunities to take profits on stocks that perform and to add stocks that become attractive. Now, we have done a lot of research and also recently published a peer-reviewed paper in the Journal of Portfolio Management on how long it typically takes for these investment strategies to work. We found that 12 months is the optimal and practical time horizon for our selection of investment strategies. However, if we only rebalance the portfolio once a year, we would certainly miss opportunities. And Standard's unique approach is therefore to rebalance different segments of the portfolio every month and hold each of these for a year, which enables the manager to constantly capture opportunities and give them time to play out without incurring excessive transaction costs. And it seems to be working well.
7. What is the best way to understand how your strategy sensibly combines human ingenuity and consistent systematic principles?
Now, we like to say that we are systematically applying the fundamental principles of active stock investing. And this means that our investors benefit from a deep understanding of how the market works without being exposed to the behavioral flaws which affect all human decision-making. Every finance professional uses some form of technology, from a simple Excel spreadsheet on a laptop with a Bloomberg screen to multi-dimensional databases in the cloud. We use our proprietary technology to find and verify the deep but intuitive drivers of the stock market and then sensibly fine-tune our methodology accordingly. Technology truly is a force multiplier for our human thinking. Our brand of style investing demands technology. The human mind is brilliant, but an assistant cannot crunch enough data to arrive at the depth of insights that drive systematic investment returns. A useful analogy would be to think of a classic active equity manager as an old-fashioned treasure hunter armed with a shovel, digging holes on a beach. Our investment methodology is like a team of thousands of treasure hunters armed with metal detectors who only stop to dig when they hear a beep on their headphones. In this metaphor, our portfolio managers direct the treasure hunting team, seeing where they are having success and then telling the rest of the team where to focus their efforts. I use that metaphor because it paints a picture of how much more ground we can cover than traditional operators. Stopping to dig a hole is a good analogy of the time-consuming reality of old-fashioned bottom-up stock selection.
8. How do you think investors should deploy your fund within their overall portfolio?
Consider a portfolio of equity funds as a soccer team. Each player has a specific task, and the team would fail dismally if it consisted of, for example, 11 goalkeepers. A successful team needs strikers who are capable of moments of genius in attack, and defenders who are tireless rather than creative, and an agile goalkeeper. In this context, think of our fund as a dependable midfielder who connects defense with attack and gives the other players the freedom to shine. We think that our fund provides the perfect core for an active investor's equity exposure. Firstly, because our approach is well-balanced rather than focused on a single style, which can fall out of favor for a long time. Secondly, we generate persistent alpha with little, if any, correlation to most other active strategies. And thirdly, our fees are much lower than most active strategies, despite consistently delivering an exceptional active process. Finally, our investors know that we apply our process consistently. Our goal is to deliver top quartile performance at bottom quartile costs, and the data is clear. We have managed to outperform our benchmark over any rolling 3-year period since inception. That's a 100% hit rate.
9. At the end of the day, investing is about returns. What has the fund historically delivered for investors?
You're right. As they say, The proof of the pudding is in the eating. We are happy to talk about our numbers. The fund has outperformed the FTSE JSE Capped Swix All Share Benchmark over the last 3, 5 and 7 years. And since inception, it has outperformed by 230 basis points per annum, placing us comfortably in the top quartile amongst peers over that time period. We think that is a really solid performance, particularly given the various market cycles and volatility we have experienced over the last 7 years.